Hello, I'm Roger Hart from Movie Life Principles with another great message for you today. Let's find out more about the life principle, help others in need now. My message has three sections. Number one, the movie scenes. Number two, the life principle behind it. And number three, your next steps. Section 1. The movie scenes. After having breakfast at his guest house, Phil usually walks through town to go to the Groundhog event, where he's supposed to record his report on Groundhog Day for Channel 9 Pittsburgh, a local TV station. It's February the 2nd and still very cold outside. According to the legend, if it's cloudy when a groundhog comes out of its burrow on this day, then spring will come early. If it's sunny, the groundhog will see its shadow and go back into its burrow, and the winter weather will continue for 6 more weeks. We soon get to find out the forecast for this year. There are several scenes at the beginning where we see a weak old man standing on a sidewalk at the corner of a building. Even though he's dressed in a green coat and cap, he's still feeling cold. He's holding up his hand for money and hoping to buy himself a warm meal. Phil has to pass by, and as he approaches the beggar, he distinctly and visibly checks his chest and trouser pockets for money. While still walking, he acts as if he can't find any money to give away. Well, it's easy to tell that he actually never planned to give any money away. Phil relives the same day over and over again for more than 10 long years. In all these years, he learns new habits, discovers his passion, and finds out what's required to be happy and successful. In this time, Phil comes to understand the principle of helping others in need. In one scene, we see Phil walking towards the old man, taking out all of his bills and starting to count them. But then, in an instant, he decides to give all of them away. The old man smiles. He is very surprised at Phil's generosity. In fact, he is so amazed that he stands there with an open mouth, not knowing what to say. Phil walks away so quickly and determinedly that the man can't even find the right words to thank him. Later on, we see Phil and the old man, or Pups as he sometimes calls him, sitting in a diner together. The old man is eating a warm and tasty soup, while Phil keeps an eye on him. The waitress brings some more food, and while realizing that this food is also for him, Pups smiles the biggest smile of his life, and he has that happy glow in his eyes again. He doesn't say anything, but you can see that he is grateful for Phil's care and help. For the first time in months or even years, Phil feels fulfilled, feels needed, and he enjoys himself watching the joy and happiness of his new friend. Now we're moving to section 2. The life principle behind these movie scenes: help others in need. I believe almost anyone can relate to this principle. Everyone has received or given help at least once, I hope. I'm asking you to look back at your life and to remember the positive impact of when someone helped you. Dig deep. Let's say you needed someone to talk to. Advice on your marriage, finances or studies, a babysitter, and then someone stepped up and gave you what you needed, with no return in mind. It doesn't matter if it was something small or big. I believe you felt heard, supported, relieved, appreciated. Now didn't that feel great? Now how about the opposite, when you helped someone? Usually, the first and instant reward you get is that of having good feelings about yourself. You didn't ignore that someone needed you and you reached out. Then, what happens in most cases is that you receive at least a thank you, a smile, or a grateful look. Isn't that a great reward? And last but not least, you feel that another time when you need help, most certainly someone will be there to assist. Another impact I want to remind you of is this one. When you are kind to others and when you help others, you send out positive energy to the world. Even though the positive energy you send out might seem minor from your perspective, the planet's energy rises each time good things are done. This is because the giver and receiver both go through the day and week, remembering the good thing they have done or received, and they transfer those good feelings towards others. This multiplies the positive energy and leads to more people benefiting from one small good deed that's been done. At this point, I'd like to thank the creators of the Groundhog Day movie and Phil, who showed us how one can really turn life around. Are you ready to take action? The last section is about your next steps. Download our free worksheet for this exercise. You'll receive the website link at the end of this podcast. Now, take a minute and think about how you've helped others in the last few days, weeks, or months. It could be a small thing, like helping your children with their homework, or taking time to show a coworker how to simplify a task. Or it could be a bigger thing, like picking up waste in your neighborhood, or supporting a charity with your time or money. Next, think about how you can help someone today or in the next few days. Come up with 5 options and choose the one you think is the best or easiest for you to do at the moment. Circle the one action you've chosen and set a deadline for when you want to have done it. Then, write down exactly what steps you have to take to achieve that goal. Leave that note somewhere visible, where it reminds you every day until it's done. What works best for me is a post-it note on my bathroom mirror. Other examples are the bedside table, the fridge, or even the TV. As soon as you've completed your task, write down how it felt. What did you see and hear? Did you get an instant reward like a thank you, a smile, a grateful look, or even something else? How did the other person feel, as far as you could tell? How did the positive energy affect you or the other person on this particular day? And did you or the other person transfer this energy to others around you? Congratulations! Compliment yourself for having accomplished your task and celebrate. If you decide to continue, start over again with a list of 5 new options and choose the next one to execute. Always remember, you'll get better with every single action you take and you'll discover new emotions and rewards. Plus, the positive energy on our planet will continue to flow. To get your free worksheet for this life-changing lesson, visit us at movielifeprinciples.com. If you want to change your habits forever, our guide on how to establish new habits will really help. Subscribe to our mailing list and receive the condensed email version for free. Or, for just a very small donation, you can download the full-color, all-singing, all-dancing version, which includes fun and inspirational cartoons and many more useful insights. I hope you request these resources. I know they will help you to live a better, happier, more successful, and more rewarding life. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you liked it. Join me again for another life-changing lesson. It's a great honor for me to finish my message on Groundhog Day in the style of Phil. From Movie Life Principles, it's Roger Hart. So long.